Yeah, Colonel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ever have anything like that?
No, the island is old, you know, because it's an older room.
I see. You didn't keep any special place there. Yeah. Well, years ago, did women have certain chores that they did on certain days of the week?
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't scrub, mop the floors on certain days. They wouldn't sun the beds on certain days. They wouldn't do this, that, and the other, you know, old times.
Was there anything special that they did on Mondays?
No, I don't believe there was anything. Maybe they'd wash the clothes Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Or after the week, you know, wearing the shorter vest.
Mm-hmm.
Wash Monday. And they'd say, well, if I lose Monday, I lose all the week. I lose Monday, you won't do nothing that week.
So you had to make sure you got something done on Monday.
Yeah.
I see. Talking about all their dirty clothes, how would people say that? They say, well, I got all these dirty clothes, I got to go do my...
washing, they call it then, they call it laundry now.
Laundry now.
And my wife had an old black wash pot she boiled the clothes in. And wash tubs, these big zinc tubs, you know, sweep them one tub to another and rinse them, wash them over here. Change tubs. Pour water out, go dip it up another tub full.
Mm-hmm.
Hang them out on the fence to dry them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they have most of them carried to these washeteers and get in there and outfit won't work and won't have you dry them. And
mm-hmm.
People just quit.
Doing for themselves.
Yeah.
Might not hurt to get out and dust off that wash pot and try that again. Did people ever use those wash pots for anything else besides doing the clothes?
Well, they'd cook them hog heads in them pots out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
those were these great big old black pots.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Front of the yard.
They had about 15, 16 gallons long that way, 20. Put something over them to cover up, put in two or three hog heads in the feet, you know, and then get them ready to make that sauce.
Mm-hmm.
In big pots.
I see. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. What did your wife do every morning when she got up out of bed? What was the first thing that she did?
Well, she'd go right on and wash her face and hands and go to put on the coffee pot and go making up biscuits, fried meat, or whatever she's going to have for breakfast.
So she picks breakfast first thing.
Yeah, because I'd have to get off to work, and she'd have me something ready to... That's the first one. Now, the last one, I didn't have to get off to work. I'd done retired, and she didn't get up. She got ready.
Mm.
I'd get up maybe and make my own coffee, and she'd get up when she got ready. Felt like it.
Did she ever, your first wife ever, maybe just move around the house and straighten up something here or dust a little something there?
Oh, yeah. She kept everything in pretty good shape. Yes, sir.
What would she call herself doing when she was doing something?
Cleaning up. Cleaning up. Got to brush out here and I got to clean out this corner, so and so in here. I ain't swept this floor today.
She ever call that straightening?
Yeah. Straightening out.
Straightening out. Yeah, I see. What did she use to sweep with?
Well, a lot of times, an old homemade broom.
What was that like?
Made out of broom straw. You know what broom straw is. Throw it in the field, run up and get it, clean it, you know, and wrap a string around it, get it good and tie it down here about that for the bottom of it.
About a foot or so?
Take it there in that brush and hit it sweep. Mm-hmm. I had to buy a broom the other day. I broke the handle of my broom, you know.
Were those brooms made out of broom straw as good as the ones that you buy now?
Well, they wasn't as strong, but you could reach under and sweep.